The hottest topic of conversation these days in Hollywood is the same that's been wilting men's collars and raising women's voices in Des Moines, East Orange, and Twin Falls. I'm referring, of course, to the recent, shall we say, gaudy behavior of certain big names in the motion picture world. The headlines have been screaming and gossips have been smacking their lips. And I do believe these same picadillos have brought up one of the most urgent problems to be faced by Hollywood in many a year. What obligation do stars have to their public? Some actors feel that their personal behavior is their own business. As one actor friend of mine puts it, well, a star owes his public as a good performance. I don't agree. Oh, Patsy?
Yes, Miss Hopper?
Is there a man out there?
I'll say there is. Right here. And I've been listening to everything you've said.
Oh, simmer down, Bogey. Wait till you hear my next sentence.
I don't need to. The name of said actor, this eager beaver who's been willing to shoot off his mouth, is Humphrey Bogart, I know.
Well, you are the one.
So that's why you asked me down here, to throw baseballs at my head. Well, Helen, let me tell you...
Wait a minute, Bogey. I asked you here because I want to play fair. I've always thought a columnist had an unfair advantage, a monopoly on the soapbox. So I intend to do something about it. Make room for two.
Huh? Oh, now, Hedda, I never heard of anybody giving up a monopoly.
But you've heard of the good old American custom of fair play. Seriously, Bogey, I believe in hearing the other side of the story, listening to what the other fellow has to say. All of it.
Even if I throw a few baseballs myself?
Go ahead. Curves, spitballs, anything you've got. You're here to talk, Bogey, and say anything you like.
Hedda, I love you. How about a little time in the bullpen? Give me a chance to get really warmed up, roll up my sleeves, line up my ammunition.
Of course, that's part of it. I have some news to get out first, so take a chair and holler when you're ready.
Oh, you'll hear me all right. Don't worry, Hedda. Hey, wait a minute, Hedda. I'm still here. Remember me? Humphrey Bogart.
I sure do. You mean you're ready?
Ring the bell and start the fight. Let's go.
Bogey, here's the rest of what I was going to say about an actor's responsibility. It's about that morality clause, those few pungent words in practically every actor's contract, which gives his studio the right to fire him if his behavior is such that he throws discredit on his picture, his studio, or his industry. And, Bogey, I believe in that morality clause. I always have. Furthermore, I believe it shouldn't be there just to look at, as it has been all too many times. It should be used if the occasion demands.
Yeah, well, Hedda, you know, Mother told me there'd be days like this. She used to say that she thought I talked too much, and I'm beginning to think she's right. Shooting my big mouth off, I wouldn't be here if I hadn't. Defending a position that I find a little difficult to defend, because to a certain extent I agree with you. My position is simply this. I think an actor has a right to his private life. I think any public figure has a right to his private life. For instance, take Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth was a great baseball player.
Right.
Player, and I think the public were a great deal more interested in how well he played baseball than how he conducted his private life. I think the same is true of, say, Ben Hogan. Sam Snead, I think they go out to see them play excellent golf. And as long as they play excellent golf, I think... did you want to say something?
Just a minute. You see, they aren't on the motion picture screen. Their names aren't above a marquee of the theater. An actor or a star has a responsibility to a lot of people who get employment in the motion picture industry. Theater people, cashiers... people on the sets. It's a little bit different from sports.
Well, yes, let's say it is. But I fail to see why. Let's say this. I'm not familiar with the morality clause, but I do think that a public figure's behavior should be kept within the bounds of good taste. That I do admit.
Good.
However. As you know, you were an actress once yourself. It's a very difficult
right.
thing to be in the public eye and twist and turn in order to satisfy all sects and religions and politics and so on and so forth. In other words, if I have heard it said that that an actor should have no politics, should have no religion. In other words, he should be some kind of a quiet worm who stays at home.
Oh, well, I don't believe in that. Because
you don't
after all,
it.
No, I believe that an actor has any right that any other human being has got.
Well, I read in your column once you said that actors should not get into politics. You being a Republican and I being a Democrat, you didn't mind the Republican actors getting into politics.
No, I said that actors should not get into politics when it draws censorship upon the actor. If he were just Mr. John Doe, he wouldn't have been asked to do certain things.
Yeah, well, that's true, but that's...
You see, being a star, you've got to be more careful.
Yeah, I agree
than some
you.
Of the stars have been in the past. I'm not referring to you. I think you've been swell. I love you, and you know that.
Well, thank you, dear. I love you.
Thank you. I hope Betty won't object.
Have a little music under this. No, I honestly feel that, for instance, I don't know exactly what you mean by owing your public something. If you'll explain that to me.
You see, a motion picture star is built up like a god. His or her name goes, you know that, don't try to be coy. His or her name goes up above the theater, so everybody tries to imitate them. Well, all you have to do is to look at Hopalong Cassidy now. Would you ever believe that this could happen? Why? He goes into their homes. All the kids, the boys and the girls, they've got to have a Hopalong Cassidy suit. Otherwise, they're not in the swim. He is the biggest thing today. And he hasn't been on the screen for, well, how many years?
Well, what is
but,
it?
But television brought him into the home.
That's right. What is it that you think an actor shouldn't do?
Well, I don't think he should...
I mean, for instance, supposing that an actor goes out and maybe has a drink too many... And somebody comes up to him and irritates him. What should he do? Hit the fella or not hit the fella? Should he go home?
Well, I don't think he should.
Do you think that would, for instance, would that invoke the morality clause?
No, I don't think that would invoke the morality clause. I think we go back to Bergman. That does invoke the morality clause. But I think a drink now and again doesn't hurt anybody.
But if
you want to slug anybody, go home and slug them. But don't slug them in public.
No, it's very difficult sometimes. Being in the position we're in used to happen at Dempsey. It happens quite often to the so-called tough figures of the screen. There's always some little guy who wants to show off to his girl and says...
And be a big shot.
Yeah, and he says, I don't think he's so tough. I'm going to prove it. Now, what are you supposed to do? Let him try to prove it or go home? If he's big enough, I go home, you know.
Well, you see, Bogey, on the screen, you're our toughest guy.
Yeah.
And I don't think that you should... I don't think you have to prove...
You know, I'm braver than Flynn. You know that, don't
you? Oh, I know that. I know you can lick him, too.
Yeah.
I don't think you've got to prove it off the screen, Bogey. Because you've proved that. Of course, I know you're a sentimentalist at heart. I've seen it.
You think I am?
I know you are. Otherwise, you wouldn't have...
I have no comment to make on that.
Well, I'll tell a story that I don't think anybody's ever heard.
Well,
I know you're a sentimentalist, or you wouldn't have dragged out those pictures, those baby pictures, and those baby clothes that your mother had saved years ago, the last time I came up to your house to interview you.
Well, I suppose that does make me. I hope my rough public in Brooklyn doesn't hear this, though.
Well, I think they'll like it.
Well, I hope
you see,
they do.
You've proved that you're the toughest guy on the screen, but you don't have to prove it in real life.
Oh, I've got
I mean.
A little something to tell you about the morality clause in my contract, which, incidentally, I've never read. You know, I have a long contract with Jack Warner, 15 years.
I know that.
And I objected to the morality clause because who is to say what is moral? I mean, what side says this behavior is moral? For instance, if I take a drink, the WCTU says that's an immoral act. You see, so it's a kind of a dangerous thing in a way unless it's properly used. However, so I objected to the morality clause, and finally we made a compromise. Jack said that the morality clause would stay in effect the first 7 years of the contract. After that, he didn't believe I would be able to do very much of anything. to violate the morality clause.
He wasn't casting a reflection on your age, was he?
No, slightly. He might have been.
Well, this last trip to New York, you, I must say, you missed out on a lot of headlines. You didn't take pandas to nightclubs, which, by the way, I thought was very amusing.
I thought it was an amusing thing, too, and the country at large seemed to find it amusing. The press seemed to find it amusing. I must say that you can't always be as lucky as that. It was one of those things that you do on the spur of the moment. It seemed a funny idea, and it came out in a rather amusing way. You don't think that that would be sufficient reason?
No, I think that. I think everybody, if you can hand people a laugh in this weary world, I think everybody is grateful.
You see, I thought of taking a moose head into the Harvard Club this time, but then I decided that wasn't...
That would have been wonderful. That would have been gotten headlines all over the world.
Here's something that I want to ask you. If the stars, the actors, stayed home and behaved like the good little boys and girls that the columnists seem to want them to behave and the producing association and so on and so forth, do you realize that you wouldn't have anything to write about at all?
I'd be out of business.
You'd be out of business.
Yes. People like you and Flynn and people like
Shelley
that.
Shelley Winters and...
She's wonderful.
Isn't she wonderful?
Yes.
Yeah.
You give us our headlines.
Uh-huh.
But they're amusing. But I don't believe you've done anything that really has ever brought censorship down on your head.
No, I never have.
Except...
I like to live my life, not have to apologize for it. You know?
Well, you haven't done much apologizing,
no,
really.
I don't.
And I don't think you'll ever have to. But I thought you were really going to slug this. I expected you to hit me.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that, Hedda. I like you too much.
Oh, dear.
Now, listen, let me ask you something. I suppose we're drawing to a close or something because I'm running out of ideas. Do you feel that a columnist, and I'm not referring to you, I'm referring to certain columnists in this town, owe their public anything at all, such a thing as being factual and truthful?
Yes, I do.
Checking their material before getting people into a lot of trouble.
I try to check before I do check before I use items that would be harmful. If I think a picture is bad, I say so. I don't say
oh,
well.
Oh, that comes under the head of criticism.
But you've got to be honest with your public or you won't have a public, bogey.
Yeah, well, I've always honest with my public. My behavior has always been completely honest, and that's what I mean by living your own life and owing your public a good performance, a good piece of work. That's what they pay to see. I'm not the first actor who said this, you know.
No,
Robert
no.
Morley said it. Jack Barrymore said it. Maud Adams felt it. Daniel Frohman.
Well, Jack Barrymore.
Back in your day,
Jack Barrymore lived. Thank you for the compliment. Jack Barrymore lived a full life.
Uh-huh.
And if he hadn't lived such a full life,
colorful life.
Colorful. Yeah. He might be with us today.
I believe that.
And
the,
I'm sorry that he's gone.
I think that's one of the things that's wrong with the picture business is the color and the glamour that's gone out of it because the so many of the people are. Have been so frightened and scared by what publicity they might
and the criticism that they might entail.
And the criticism that they that we've lost a lot of the color and the glamour that we used to have. If you remember the old days when Jack Gilbert,
he was wonderful.
You know.
Well, but what about this latest Bergman thing? You think that has drawn down or should draw censorship down on?
Well, I'm a little loath to discuss that because it's been discussed pro and con so much, and I like Ingrid very much.
I do too.
She risked her whole career and her whole life for, it's a case of love conquers all. I wouldn't condemn her or condone her. It's an unfortunate situation. Has to do with timing, I guess.
Who was it? Shakespeare said the time is out of joint.
Yeah.
Well, I think you've given us an awful lot of your time, and I'm very grateful. How do you like being on the soapbox?
I wish I had a more defendable position to defend, frankly, Anna. Well, thank you very much, dear.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming, Bogey.
Thank you.